On this 64th anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education Supreme Court ruling striking down separate but equal schools, a civil rights coalition today filed a lawsuit claiming racial segregation persists in New Jersey schools. Joining me with a closer look is Colleen O'Day with NJ Spotlight. Colleen, welcome back to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave. Nice to be here.
What's the gist of the suit?
It says exactly what you let in with, which is that New Jersey's schools are segregated, and the reason they're segregated is because New Jersey state law essentially requires a child to go to public school in the town where he lives, and New Jersey's towns are among the most segregated. The state as a whole is among the most segregated in the nation. About 20% of the towns in New Jersey are at least 90% white. And then, the reverse is true. We've got a lot of very high black and or Hispanic communities. So when you're living in a community that is segregated, your schools are naturally going to be segregated. So this suit is asking that provision of state law that requires students to go to school in the district where they live to strike that down, and instead to come up with some other unique ways to send students to schools.
So if the root issue is that we're dealing with residentially segregated municipalities, what are some of those unique opportunities to redress the problem?
The idea is to make some attractive alternative kinds of schools, not to force folks into schools maybe that they don't want to attend, but that will attract students to go to cross boundary lines. Former Chief Justice Gary Stein, who is heading up this effort for the New Jersey Coalition for Diverse and Inclusive Schools, was talking a lot about Hartford, Connecticut, where they had a lawsuit, and they have instituted a whole bunch of magnet schools that you get a general education, but each also has a specialty with it, be it a music school or a science school, those kinds of things. And what happens up in Hartford is that these schools are located either in the city or in the suburbs surrounding it, and students can go to any of the schools, not the school that is in their town necessarily. And according to Justice Stein, that has resulted in a great increase in diversity among the schools.
Now, this does pertain to public education, and charter schools in New Jersey are found to be culpable as well.
In fact, charter schools might possibly be even more segregated than the average school. And that's because the charter schools have tended to be located in the cities which are residentially segregated and where the schools are segregated because you have large populations of African Americans and Hispanics. The suit is especially critical about the charter schools because it includes language that was in the charter school law that says the State Commissioner of Education should have been all along looking at the question of segregation and trying to police that. And if a school is too segregated, perhaps not renewing its charter. According to the lawsuit, that's never happened in the state.
Colleen, the complaint filed today claims that the state and New Jersey's Department of Education has been aware of the pervasiveness of the problem for nearly half a century. What chance is there that this suit might affect real change?
When you read the suit, it certainly sounds like they've made their case. New Jersey collects data on race and ethnicity of students, and so it would kind of be hard to argue that they don't know that there are large concentrations of students of certain races in certain districts and almost all white in other districts. We also had a very interesting comment today from the Murphy administration, which might indicate that they might be willing, rather than to fight this in court, perhaps to come up with some sort of a settlement. Essentially, in the statement, it says that the governor believes in combating segregation, and he is committed to boosting diversity in schools. So if that were to happen, there might be some change fairly quickly. If not, and it does go to the Supreme Court, we're looking at many, many years.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you, Dave.
Colleen O'Day with NJ Spotlight.